The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the chief priests and the elders of the people, "What is your opinion? A man had two sons. He went and said to the first, 'My boy, you go and work in the vineyard today.' He answered, 'I will not go,' but afterwards thought better of it and went. The man then went and said the same thing to the second, who answered, 'Certainly, sir,' but did not go. Which of the two did the father's will?" "The first," they said. Jesus said to them, "I tell you solemnly, tax collectors and prostitutes are making their way into the kingdom of God before you. For John came to you, a pattern of true righteousness, but you did not believe him. And yet the tax collectors and prostitutes did. Even after seeing that, you refused to think better of it and believe in him." The Gospel of the Lord.
When all is said and done, more is said than done. A saintly and lovely parishioner always used those words when I was in London. She never tired of doing good, but would say at any parish or school meeting exactly what I said. When all is said and done, more is said than done. And then she'd add, "So come on, we're here to do the work, let's get on with it and not talk about it." I always think of her at nearly every meeting, of course, but particularly in that gospel today. Because it's easy, we can all put the world to rights. We know that meetings can go on and on and very little achieved at the end of it. Jesus is confronting the religious leaders, the chief priests and the elders, criticizing them for being yes men, whose easy promises are not matched by their performance. And following last week's Home Mission Sunday, when we were asked to think about those, well, of all the baptized, maybe those who'd made their first Holy Communion, those that had been confirmed, the many who over the years have said, "Yes, yes, of course, I'll go work in the vineyard," but we hardly ever or never see again. The gospel, of course, is a challenge to them, but they're not here to hear it. And it also challenges those who think they've got that outward show of piety, but inwardly the heart has no real devotion for doing the will of God. And so Jesus therefore mentions those who thought they were so good, as opposed to the people they thought were the worst sinners, the tax collectors, the prostitutes, who actually complied with what God was asking both in Jesus and in John the Baptist. Jesus refers to John the Baptist there, his preaching. What we do know from last week's gospel, next week's and today's, all parables about the kingdom, there's work to be done. But the question is, who's prepared to do it, to be part of it? Because the vineyard is the kingdom. And Jesus is speaking always about that kingdom, and he comes to bring that kingdom. That's the kingdom for which we pray, "Thy kingdom come, but with it, thy will be done." Jesus shows us the way he comes to bring the kingdom and does the will of God, as we know, as he dies, gives himself for us, humbled for a season, to receive a name, which he then bores triumphantly to heaven. So saying one thing and doing another, or not doing anything, won't produce the work that the Lord asks of us, or the results. We can't be armchair Christians. And Jesus came to disturb the comfortable and comfort the disturbed, so that all might be saved. Lip service is always lip service. And however noble our desires may be or may feel to us, if they fail to translate into concrete action one way or another, we failed to do the will of God. Having a good conscience that we're all right won't justify inaction. So when we stand before the Lord at the end of our lives here on earth, the many questions we may be asked, one I think we'll be asked is, how have you loved? Another might be, what have you done with the time? Because we've been given oodles of time, what have we done with it? And did we do the will of the Father? We pray, thy will be done. But did we do it? Did we say we would and we didn't? But we've always got that chance of the lad who said he wouldn't but changed his mind. Because that's every opportunity. Every time we come to Mass, God gives us that opportunity to say, sorry, Lord. That's why that first reading from Ezekiel was picking up that mystery of God's love and compassion for us, fully knowing and understanding what we can be like the son that said certainly so and didn't do anything, the one that said no changed his mind. He was challenged by that. As that psalm reflected, remember your mercy, Lord, because God is always merciful. There's always that opportunity to change our mind, our heart, to follow the will of the Lord. And Pope Francis is ever reminding us of that, this joy of the gospel that he took to Albania last weekend and was reiterating to our bishop that I shall speak about before we receive the blessing this morning. That joy of the gospel, he's saying the challenge is always there for all of us. There may be fewer of us, but we're still there challenged to do that, the will of God, bringing others to know Jesus. So one of the questions at the end, have we produced the fruit? Yes. The fruits of the Spirit in love and joy and peace and patience and kindness, self-control, all those things. If we can bear those to others, we're bringing them the gospel of joy. And we're saying yes to God and yes to his kingdom.